Once we learn about the anatomy and the architecture of this disinformation industry, which is, as I said, this is the information warfare component of the domestic war on terror against us. But who's perpetrating this war? It's our own national security establishment. And that's what's so crucial to understand. That's why we're not going to get the solution to this through the traditional political process, because the political process is largely controlled by that very national security establishment. Let me just run some data points for your audience to really get a sense of the nature and the scale of the system that's arrayed against us. So the Integrity Initiative, which is that secret group of influence operations, they did a bunch of stuff. If you want to learn more about it, go to the revolver.news earlier report. But this was an organization funded by NATO, funded by the UK government, funded by the US State Department. And other organizations come up. I mentioned the Atlantic Council. They have a group called the DFR Lab, which purports to fight disinformation, but they all do the same thing. It's all just a pretext to shut you up. And who's funding them? Same usual suspects and more. NATO, US State Department, UK government. These organizations like the Stanford Internet Research Observatory, same deal. A little buried gem in this recent piece exposes somebody called Ambassador Dan Freed. This is one of the highest level operatives in the disinformation industry, one of the kingpins. This guy has co-authored numerous reports essentially on how to censor American citizens through the disinformation scam. What is his role? What is he known for? Well, this is one of the guys who crafted the NATO expansion policy for the US State Department. This is one of the guys who is the architect of US sanctions policy toward Russia. So you'd ask yourself, what the hell is the guy who is a key architect of NATO expansion and Russian sanctions doing as a head honcho kingpin of the disinformation industry? That gives you a sense of where this is coming from, and it gives you a sense of what the bottlenecks are.
So we know the UN, the WEF, Bill Gates, they're all meeting. Their statements are public. It's all over the news. To save us, they can't allow any free speech. To save us, they've got to have disinformation boards in every country that operate via a consortium of corporate boards and governing boards, governmental boards, that then put forward the received truth. And they war game for decades before COVID-19 what the received knowledge would be, what the response would be, how they would block any type of treatments, how they would censor everybody, how they would bring in the forced inoculation, how they'd bring in the vaccine passport to then be the global carbon tax passport and social credit score. That's all been announced the last 2 days at the Geneva, Switzerland event, where the World Economic Forum has publicly signed a treaty with the UN to be merged with them and basically be in command of them. And Klaus Schwab announced that they are in control of the world to save it and to give us prosperity by building back better, by destroying everybody and starving the third world to death and collapsing borders. And Julian Inman, who is the head of the Ministry of Truth in Australia, it's called Australia's Safety Commissioner, calls for a reevaluation of free speech. Notice she calls online violence. Not all the wars, not all the starvation they cause, not cutting off the resources, not bankrupting people, not shutting down small businesses, which they also admitted they're doing. They said this is reasonable pain for you. It's just part of a transition, as Biden just said, and as they said, off fossil fuels, that they're doing it on purpose. She went on to say that, you know, we need to recalibrate free speech, and that ties into our own Ministry of Truth that has only been submerged. It had been under the water, it came up like a submarine. Now there's pressure. It went back down. Now they're trying to put the Pentagon and others in charge of it. They got Kirby from the Pentagon coming over to run the White House press conferences. As the wheels come off the New World Order, you see that they will then resort to martial law. That's why it's now come out mainstream news. A national school union called for Biden to deploy the National Guard to deal with protesting parents. So it's not enough to deploy them in burning cities, which they didn't do during the last year of Trump. No, now they want to deploy them for those evil, evil parents. Just unbelievable sign of tyranny. But here is the Ministry of Truth head in Australia.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
A total recalibration of human rights where you don't have any, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is our guest. He is a former professor of political science at Duke University. He went on to serve in the White House as a speechwriter and advisor to President Trump and an aide. He is now the founder of Revolver.News. He wanted to get into the Ministry of Truth, these big reports he's put out that are very detailed. Busted disinformation operation who attacked Elon Musk's push for free speech. Caught red-handed in secret influence operation, coordinating with government and corporations, which is illegal. Thank you, Dr. Beatty, for joining us.
Great to be back here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to give you the floor. We're 6 minutes to break. You've got the floor to get into this. We'll get into it more next segment.
All right. I'm just going to do a little bit of table setting here. For those who don't know, this report here, which is white hot bombshell, follows another bombshell report that really the public needs to understand. And this pertains to Nina Jankovic, who, as everyone knows, is our favorite Harry Potter wizard rocker disinformation commissar, who was chosen to run the DHS's disinformation governance board, the ill-fated disinfo board, because it's now defunct. Shortly before the Biden regime was sufficiently embarrassed to can this group, Revolver ran a seminal report, a bombshell report about an organization called the Integrity Initiative. Years ago, there was a huge leak, probably one of the most suppressed leaks in the country's history, of this Integrity Initiative, which is a cluster of people, academics, think tank people, journalists, NatSec bureaucrats from various European countries who are engaged essentially through the government, which funds this organization, to conduct secretive influence operations. Nina Jankovic's name came up in those leaks. And just like a couple days after we ran this report, Nina was no more. But the infrastructure is still in place. And in this follow-up report, we're showing that this is not simply a one-off. As explosive and scandalous as the Integrity Initiative is, we have yet another disinformation operative named Rene DiResta, who's been recently attacking Elon Musk for threatening to risk free speech to Twitter, God forbid. She was involved in a group called New Knowledge, which was involved in an admitted false flag info operation in the Alabama special election. You remember with Roy Moore versus Doug Jones, where her disinfo group set up fake Russian accounts to make it look like the Russians were supporting the candidate that they didn't like. So you literally have this woman who now makes a living off of disinformation scams. She's now working for Stanford, believe it or not, even after this was revealed, working for a group that pretends to expose Russian disinformation, but in fact, they were caught red-handed artificially creating fake Russian accounts in order to frame an American politician as being supported by Russian trolls and bots. You simply can't make this up. And instead of being run out of the disinformation industry, they have such lacking in shame that she was actually promoted and went on to do a bunch of other things, including heading a report on misinformation in the 2020 election. So it's crucial that everyone look at this piece, share it, understand what the beast looks like, understand the anatomy of this monster that's been engineered to destroy you, to destroy your freedom, and to destroy the country that you love.
Well, that's right. And back in 2016 and 17, we covered it. Zero Hedge did a great job. And if you just search Obama establishes Ministry of Truth, that was some of what they did in countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. And he put money into these groups right as Trump came in to be stay behind networks and organize this. And that's why the head of this board said, oh, I've actually been working with Homeland Security for years. We're just going public now. So they're emerging that bureaucrats are coordinating big tech and corporate media like wolf packs to go out and attack Americans, independent journalists to stand up to them.
Absolutely. This infrastructure has been in place for a long time. And I think the first place to go to understand what this infrastructure looks like, to understand the blueprint, is the Integrity Initiative leaks that Revolver News covered in its previous piece. And as a follow-up, you want to understand more about this infrastructure and the various NGOs. And now universities have disinformation centers as well. Harvard has two of them, the Shorenstein Center and the Berkman Klein Center. At Stanford, there's the Internet Research Observatory. So there's this whole constellation of NGOs, university organizations, cutouts, the Atlantic Council's DFR lab. There's a whole constellation in place to set up this disinformation industry, which is the information warfare component of the broader domestic war on terror being perpetrated against us by our own national security establishment.
That's right. It is the deep state's propaganda and censorship arm. Congress finally got a little bit upset about this particular woman because she was so slimy and hateful and so open about wanting to silence Americans and saying she disdained free speech. But when we come back, I want to talk with Dr. Beatty about how do we get Congress and the governors and others to wake up and move against this completely un-American, absolutely authoritarian, ultra-dangerous operation. I know, as you mentioned, this is a European model of censorship. They've been bragging in the news, the Democrats have, that we need to look to Europe and their model. And we've had the EU threatening Elon Musk saying, oh, you think you've got speech? Go ahead and try it. I mean, this is out of control. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
You know, the robbery of our freedom, the mass rape and bullying of humanity by these global corporations to the UN and the Davos Group and through their operatives that have penetrated and taken over all the major governments to speak of in the world. Physically, this news today has made me physically feel, the word is not murderous, because I'm not going to kill anybody, and that wouldn't be good, and I'm for nonviolence. That's how we're going to beat them culturally, but it's just physically being dominated and enslaved, and knowing these are just absolutely vicious, horrible people setting up surveillance systems and illegal governmental and corporate systems to coordinate attacks on we the people. And I just want to see humanity wake up and say no and not comply and civil disobedience, and to see leaders rise up and say no to this. But during the break, I was just being overwhelmed by this, and I realized this is the pendulum stopping. They're trying to hold it from swinging back. They're not going to be able to hold it like a beach ball underwater. And you cannot deny that there's an awakening happening, not fast enough. And you cannot deny the globalists admit they're in trouble. And everything we see them accelerating their program and normalizing post-industrial world and post-family and post-human and all this evil is out of their desperation that they created the Ponzi schemes. They stole quadrillions. And now they want to tell you, as they've said at Davos this week, that it's good you're going to go through pain for the earth. Well, they go through no pain at all, and what they're doing has nothing to do with the earth. It's just beyond sick. So, Dr. Beatty, I want to thank you for the great work you do. 9 minutes left in the segment. I'm going to try to, don't pause or I'll take over. You're a really smart man to roll through the rest of this and how it's illegal. I know you've written about that and how it needs to be stopped. And the fact that our real enemy is the Republican leadership that knows this and won't do anything. Because if you know this and I know this and you've put it all together, we put it all together for years, but you put up the latest together, then it, really they are aiding and abetting this if they don't take action.
Absolutely. And once we learn about the anatomy and the architecture of this disinformation industry, which is, as I said, this is the information warfare component of the domestic war on terror against us. But who's perpetrating this war? It's our own national security establishment. And that's what's so crucial to understand. That's why we're not going to get the solution to this through the traditional political process, because the political process is largely controlled by that very national security establishment. Let me just run some data points for your audience to really get a sense of the nature and the scale of the system that's arrayed against us. So the Integrity Initiative, which is that secret group of influence operations, they did a bunch of stuff. If you want to learn more about it, go to the revolver.news earlier report. But this was an organization funded by NATO, funded by the UK government, funded by the US State Department. And other organizations come up. I mentioned the Atlantic Council. They have a group called the DFR Lab, which purports to fight disinformation, but they all do the same thing. It's all just a pretext to shut you up. And who's funding them? Same usual suspects and more. NATO, US State Department, UK government. These organizations like the Stanford Internet Research Observatory, same deal. A little buried gem in this recent piece exposes somebody called Ambassador Dan Freed. This is one of the highest level operatives in the disinformation industry, one of the kingpins. This guy has co-authored numerous reports essentially on how to censor American citizens through the disinformation scam. What is his role? What is he known for? Well, this is one of the guys who crafted the NATO expansion policy for the US State Department. This is one of the guys who is the architect of US sanctions policy toward Russia. So you'd ask yourself, what the hell is the guy who was a key architect of NATO expansion and Russian sanctions doing as a head honcho kingpin of the disinformation industry? That gives you a sense of where this is coming from, and it gives you a sense of what the bottlenecks are. Because you have a lot of these GOP operatives who are beholden to the national security state for so many things. Look at the conflict going on geopolitically, all this obsession with Russia. And yet the same networks and the same people are the ones responsible for the architecture designed to silence, suppress, and destroy anything associated with Trump or a populist movement, or really kind of any effective organized dissent whatsoever. And that's the predicament we're in. But the first step is just to abandon happy talk about this and say, oh, we just need a Republican to do this and we need to beat the Democrats. This goes way higher than that. This is funded by the national security architecture. And unless we address that problem, we're only going to have fake solutions. So the first step is to understand what we're up against. And to do that, you need to go read this revolver.news report. There's so many buried gems in there to give you a sense of, okay, at least as a first step, we understand what we're up against. So now we can figure out how to fight it and address it.
And Professor, I know you were inside the White House advising Trump. He had some other good people at the time. I remember being on the phone with him and saying, listen, it's the Stay Behind Network. It's the Obama Ministry of Truth. Here are the articles. I even had some prominent law firms send him intelligence reports, paid for them to put together the reports. All hell broke loose when that happened. They filed all these Democrat-funded lawsuits like a month after we did it. But that's okay. It had to be done. But it's so frustrating when you're telling the president of the United States, sir, here it is. It's illegal. It's the deep state. It's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of that was trying to push him around in 61 when he gave his farewell address. I mean, this is it. This is how they do it. It's what coordinates the media, the big tech. This is everything. And as you said, most of the Republicans are getting paychecks from the same projects and the same people. They know good and damn well what they're doing. And so we need to force them to take action. More and more, I think, I see DeSantis doing what nobody else is doing. He's actually talking about this.
Yes. I mean, there are optimistic signs there, but it's really difficult because just by the nature of being politicians in a country, you have to play ball with the national security apparatus. And what do you do when that very apparatus is responsible for the infrastructure designed to crush the people that you represent politically?
That's right. It wasn't big tech running this the whole time. That's why Trump, it's the deep state, damn it.
No. And that's the issue. That's what's all come right into the fore, right in front of our very eyes with the Elon thing. It's been beautifully clarifying exactly what, for instance, Twitter is. Twitter is not some private tech company. Twitter is a playground for the national security establishment where they conduct multiple influence operations.
Regime change.
Everywhere. That's what it's all about. That's the value of it. You can't put a price tag on that. You can't put $30 billion, $40 billion. This is worth way more than that. Not as a company, not as an ordinary profit model.
But as a weapon system.
Understand, as a weapon system. It is one of the crown jewels of the information warfare aspect of our regime. And they're not giving that up for $40 billion. Are you kidding me?
And they're illegally using it on you and I and everybody else, and I'm sick of it.
I think we're all sick of it. And the next step is really to understand it and then do something about it. But if you're fighting some illusion, if you're going against some illusion, you're going to have false problems and false solutions to those problems. We want to elevate out of the fake and performative circular trap that we've been in. We've got to be very clear and sober about exactly what it is that we're up against. And this is the national security establishment, like we've seen in so many different domains, the January 6th domain, which I've been on here to talk about. And now we see it in the tech domain. We see this disinformation industry infrastructure, and now we know where it's coming from.
Doctor, please come back in the next week or so and do a full hour on this. We'll do all the exhibits. We'll go over it all, because this is really the chink in the evil dragon's armor. And if the public becomes aware of this, and governors and legislatures, even if the feds won't do it, what they're doing is illegally. We can counter it with lawsuits, so many other things. But they're really now making their move at Davos and announcing through this international consortium, not just American intelligence, but as you said, NATO, that they're going to try to have the coup de grace, the final blow against us, and completely shut things down ahead of the next lockdowns. So this is a life and death situation. Revolver, ladies and gentlemen, revolver.news. Your story's at the very top. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you, sir.
Critical information. The most important. Stay with us.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists and the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship with these people. And we have the edge, and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads, amazing supplements, these really cool little gold bars that come in a art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with band.video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button, and that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, but whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up.